Space Trawler from December 15th, 2020. We see the crew, Stengor and Kira and Chipu and Etana and Ruddock, walking along the surface of the inside of this planet. And Kira says, "So what baddie explanation do you have for this planet?" And Stengor says, "It is unusual." And she looks up and she says, and they're all upside down, by the way, just like in the previous comic, previous strip. They're all, you know, gravity, everything's normal. It's just the image is upside down because they're essentially walking on the ceiling. And Stengor says, "The core is similar to the Calamavoid in that it's made of repellium atoms, of which there are several kinds in this part of the universe. But here the repellium is much stronger and it attracts itself but pushes everything else away from it." And then she points down. It says, "Except that it developed a shell several hundreds of miles thick of anti-repellium atoms which clung to it. Their attraction is slightly stronger than the core is repelling." The next panel we see essentially a diagram of the planet that shows the shell and then a space between that and the core. And there's little buildings on the inside of the shell, and there's a little mining device on the core, illustrative more than realistically sized, of course. And Stengor continues, "Over millions of years, that shell eventually hardened, which is when planet 2672 Wes was discovered, and miners started digging away at the core, creating this gap between the anti-repellium and repellium." Then she points up again and says, "So, up there is the core, exactly in the center, because it's pushing away from the shell equally in all directions. And so we're being pushed away from the core, while also experiencing some gravity towards the thickness and density of the shell we're standing on." The last panel, she says, "Happily, the shell has just enough gravity to keep a thin atmosphere." To which Kira says, "By the way, unusual means maybe some funny trees or some societal oddities. For landing upside down and basically keeping her feet on the ground due to anti-gravity, I think the term you want is utterly bonkers."